Tonight's Shir Simin Reish Samaches, Sif Aleph through Vav. Simin Reish Samaches, Din HaToeb B'Tfilas HaShabbos. The Loch of Son makes a mistake in the Shabbos davening. Sif Aleph. Oimer Vayachulu B'Tfilas Arvis. In Shemona Esrei of Marv on Shabbos night, we add Vayachulu into the Shemona Esrei. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, Omer Vayachulu. The Omer of Hamnunah, Hamnunah said, Kol Mispal V'Omer Vayachulu. Whoever davens and says Vayechulu, Kilunase Shutov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh Breishis. It's as if he's a partner with the Ribbono Shel Olam in creation. Al Tikri Vayechulu, Ela Vayechalu. So don't read it Vayechulu, that the Ribbono Shel Olam finished, but Vayechalu, they finished Perish HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Hu. He and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Umikomokim B'diyevim Lo Amaro, B'diyevim, if someone omitted Vayechulu from his Shemoneh Esrei, Ein Machzirin Oso, we will not make him go back. Especially according to us that we say Vayechulu when we recite Kiddush. Benusach ataki dashto tzorach lahafzik ma'at bein l'shmecha v'tachlis. When you daven the Shemoneh Esrei Friday night, ataki dashto, you should pause after l'shmecha. If you look in the Siddur, there's usually a comma there. And then the word tachlis. Kadesh lo yekechoy zelamala chas v'sholom. That it shouldn't go back on above chas v'sholom, meaning you shouldn't be saying l'shmecha tachlis, that Hashem's name is tachas. I imagine that's the concern we have. So it's l'shmecha kama, and then we continue. V'chein, b'vayechulu yafzik bein elokim u'bein es. And in vayechulu, you also pause between elokim and the word es. Haminig lom v'lo shabbos v'yenuchu vo, u'b'yom v'yenuchu vo, u'b'mincha v'yenuchu vom. The minig is in the Shemoneh Esrei, Friday night, it's l'shon akev vo, in the daytime it's vo l'shon zachar, by mincha it's vom, plural. This is Shekhinah Sekadoyla. Ayin Shematam, look over there for the reason. The Shemoneh Esreis are all unique. The Friday night Shemoneh Esrei refers to the Shabbos of Maaseh Breishis, and the Shachar Shemoneh Esrei refers to Shabbos of Matan Torah, and the Mincha Shemoneh Esrei refers to Shabbos La'as Levo. Siv Beis. Im Ta'avi Hiskel Tfilas HaChoyel. If a person made a mistake on Shabbos, Friday night, let's say, and he began the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, Gomer Oso Brocho Shenisker Bosha To'o Maschal Shal Shabbos. He finishes whatever Brocho he's in the middle of, and when he's done that, he goes to the Shabbos. Lo Shenon Nisker Birchas Atachonein. It makes a difference if he realized in the Brocho of Atachonein. Lo Shenisker Birbrocho Achas Mishar Brochas, or if he realized in a later Brocho. Bein Ba'arvis, it makes a difference if it's Friday night. Beim Shachris u'Musaf u'Mincha, or if it's Shachris Musaf u'Mincha. V'yesh are some disagree that b'Musaf, the b'Musaf posek afil b'Emetz Bracha. B'Musaf, you don't finish the Bracha. B'Musaf, you just stop where you are and go back to the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei. Mr. Burr explains Sefkan Beis Gomer v'Chulu. Hatamu, the reason why we say to finish the Bracha of the regular Shemoneh Esrei and then go to Shabbos, the bedin who debar letziloi Shemoneh Esrei brachas b'Shabbos kol b'chol. Really, the halacha you should daven the full Shemoneh Esrei. The full 18 brachas of a weekday, you should do on Shabbos too. Ulahaz kedushas hayom ba'avoyden. Then in Ritzei, we'll add a mention about Shabbos. Kamo b'rosh chodesh, agudon rosh chodesh, v'chol shalmoyden, chol amoydeth yav yavo. Rak mishum kavod Shabbos is only because of kavod Shabbos. Lo atochu rabbonon, the rabbonon did not make this a requirement. V'tiknu bracha achas ensa isa Shabbos. Say v'sak in one bracha in the middle for Shabbos. For the chayim b'diyevet, so b'diyevet shehischa bracha, he began the bracha of the week to Shemoneh Esrei, since really it is appropriate for Shabbos, gomer, he should finish it. Shiru yolo min hadin, it is appropriate min hadin. V'achach maschal bracha michel to Shabbos, and then he'll begin the bracha that is specific for Shabbos, depending on whichever Shemoneh Esrei he's in. So the shayla of the Sheikh Tzib, who makes the mistake, yechazar shashatz, he begins atachin al davas. So the Tshuva Shalom Meshav says he should stop in the middle of the bracha. Even though a Yachid who catches himself in the middle finishes the bracha and then goes to Shabbos, but a Sheikh Tzibur should not finish the bracha because he's not davening for himself. He's representing the Tzibur, and the Tzibur did not send him to daven Vacha de Shemoneh Esrei. And in Mela, he just stops right in the middle of the bracha and goes back to Yisach Moshe or whatever Shemoneh Esrei he was in. Se'iv Katan Gimel, Shel Shabbos. He finishes the bracha of the week to Shemoneh Esrei and then he goes to begin the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. For what then because the exact same is true for Yontif if the same type of mistake happened. Sifkan dal the yesh oim the musaf chol. Now there's a yesh oimim that musaf is not the same. By marav shachris and mincha, yes, you finish the bracha and then go to Shabbos. But a musaf yesh oimim, you just stop in the middle. The sphere lucas they hold. The musaf lo shaych klal tefilah shmona esrei brachos. That a musaf is not relevant at all. 18 brachos. Daf bechod ein oimim mak shev brachos. Even on a week, then you daf a musaf on Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed. There's only 7 brachos. Therefore, you should stop right in the middle of the bracha and go back to Musaf. The Tam Hadeh Kamais is what's pshat in the first view that says you finish the bracha first. The B'dievet Gamba Musaf in his Balshman as a bracha, Svar Kosef Bo, Venasta Fenecha, Vesenu, the Tamida Yom Ubekarbin Musaf. At any time you're supposed to have a Musaf, if you dive in the full Shman Esrei and add it, and we will do before you are Chavis of the Tamidim and the Kar Musaf, Yotzeh, he will be Yotzeh. Kedis b'siftal, like we say in siftal. L'kach gam lo shaykh b'diyever the bracha shchol. Therefore, you see that even by Musaf, b'diyever, the bracha of chol is appropriate. Sifkan hei, posik afila v'chulu. So the Yeshom says that by Musaf, you interrupt the middle of the bracha to stop where you are. V'chein pasku ha'achronim. The achronim follow this approach. Mishum sveik bracha latola. We don't want to get into a sub bracha latola, so just stop in the middle of the bracha and go to Musaf. Siv gimel. If he thought that it wasn't Shabbos, that was a weekday, where his mind was, he was totally distracted. So he began thinking he's davening of Vachon Dik Shmon Esrei. And as soon as he said the word Ata of Atachonin, Niska, he realized it's Shabbos. He never said the word Chonin. So the din is, he began the weekday bracha, he should finish the bracha. Because he thought it wasn't Shabbos, he began in his mind a weekday Shmon Esrei. As soon as you say the word Atah, even though you didn't say Chonin yet, don't say Kiddashta. Just continue Chonin, Lom Das, and finish the bracha. Avlim ha'yodei eshu Shabbos, but if he knew it was Shabbos, v'shlo b'kavon hischel tevas Atah, without intending to, the word Atah came out of his mouth because he's on autopilot. So he said the word Atah without thinking. And then he chaps, it's not a weekday Shmon Esrei. Even if it was davening shachris, sheino pasachris ba'atah, which doesn't start atah, so it's yisnach moisha. Eino goyim berachat atachonin. He should not finish atachonin. The chashvino leketah b'tfila shabbos benzozo. It's like making a mistake with one tefillah and the other tefillah, which is not ma'akiv. See, the other was be atah kiddashta or atah echod. The atah is anyway there. By shachris, the atah is not there. Machas doesn't make a difference. Just go back to the Shmon Esrei of Shabbos. Do not finish Atachonin. The Harayoch Eloim Atikadash to Ata Echad, because even by Shachris he could say Atikadash to Ata Echad, Nama Akiv. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkonvav. Kisha Amar Tevis Ata. When he said the word Ata, this is when he thought it was weekday, and he began thinking weekday, and he said the word Ata. Ayin Bei Sirius, the Sphere of Vigam Bei Sirius, he holds. Even by Marv or by Mincha, he could have said Ba'ata Kiddashta or Va'ata Echad, but no, since his intent was to daven weekday Shmon Esrei, Mikri Hischel V'Shalchol, it's called beginning the weekday davening, he should finish the Baruch HaTachonin and then go to Shabbos. The Maganavam argues with the Mechaber, whose Sfilah he holds, Daven with Tfilah Shachris, it's only by Shachris, Sheinu maschil b'teves atah, which doesn't start with word atah. Uminku b'dibur shul l'shem chol. So when you say the word atah, it's very evident that you're davening a weekday nusach. That's when we say, keep going. Al ba'arvis u'mincha, but if it's marv or mincha, kimid lo minku b'dibur, since the word atah doesn't display an intent for chol, lo mikri ha'idezeh hischil b'shachol. We're not going to say that he began the chol bracha. V'yomen he should say atah gidashta, or v'atah echad. And so the Prima Godim and Derchaim agreed to the Magen Avraham, not like the Mechaber. So even though he thought it was weekday, even though he thought he was dying with the Shmon Esrei, if all he said was Atah, he should say at night Kiddashta or by Mincha Echad. It's only by Shachris he should finish Atachonim. Sivkon Zayin v'shelo b'kavana. If he knew it was Shabbos, and by accident the word Atah came out, what's the law mean to say? Shenichshol b'lashoyno machmas hergelo duchel. His tongue slipped because of his habit of the weekday. It wasn't like he was thinking he's davening weekday Shmon Esrei. We don't say that the word ata alone makes it a beginning of a weekday bracha. That's only true if he said the word ata, and only the word ata. But as soon as he says atachonin, it's clearly that this is a weekday bracha. Even though it's only because his tongue slipped, Goimer kol oisa habracha. He should finish the bracha. He should finish the bracha. The Shulchan Aruch says, look in the beer halacha. Sivkan ches. The chashvin alei v'chulu. If he was thinking Shabbos and his mouth slipped and said ata, and you're holding by shachris where it begins Yismach Moshe, the Mechaber says he doesn't finish atachonin. It's ketobet for Shabbos bin zulazu. It's as if he mixed up the Shmoneh Esrei. The word ato doesn't necessarily mean you're going to say atachonin. The yochalom, maybe he was going to say atakidashta, vatechod or atechod. That's where the Ramah concludes. He could say atakidashta, he could say atechod. Vakendino kamo. So the din is the same as if shem hayamaskal ato bizman tfilas shachris atakidashta atechod. What would be if he began in the morning tfilah shachris tfilah? He would begin atakidashta atechod. Veniska b'em sabroch, and he realized midway that this is not the shachris Shmoneh Esrei. The din is the posuk of maskel take of Yismach Moshe, so he should stop and go to Yismach Moshe. V'achinami, so here too, k'sh'oimer ato, when he says the word ato, havi k'moiz as if he said ato k'dashta. U'posuk he stops, u'maskel Yismach Moshe, this goes straight to Yismach Moshe. V'havi k'oimer ato chonein, the Gemara bracha. It's not as if he would have said the words ato chonein, that he would finish the entire bracha. Se'if dalet. A person davened the entire Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, a week to Shmoneh Esrei. Never mentioned a word of Shabbos. Lo yotze. It's not yotze. Has to daven again. If he realized and mentioned Shabbos in the Shmoneh Esrei, even though he didn't make a special bracha just for Shabbos, yotze, he would be yotze. Uba Musaf, the Ramah says, when it comes to Musa, filo Omar, even if all he said was, rak, they'll do before you our obligations of Tamidim and Karb Musaf. That's all he says. Yatsa. Already with that alone, he's Yatsa. Mr. Bursaf Kotten test. Shall Chol Bishash Yadavin the week to Shmoneh Esrei and Shabbos. Vim Safik Lo, let's say he doesn't know. In his spouse, Shal Chol Shal Shabbos. This partially doesn't remember. It's pretty bad. Yadavin Shmoneh Esrei doesn't even remember which Shmoneh Esrei he said. They're done. We did Shmoneh Esrei. Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. Gam Kin Serach Lachzor. The din is yes to Davin again. The mistama hispalo shalchol. If he doesn't know what he davened, we assumed he davened the weekday. Kamoshu huagil, because that's what he's accustomed to. Eli rabbi simetav chav beis and chay odom. So if Kohen Yud lo yotza, so if he doesn't mention Shabbos, he's not yotza. Vuadim be yontif, same as Tuan yontif, if he doesn't mention yontif, davened the week to Shmoneh Esrei, he's not yotza. Vafil be yontif sheni, even on second day yontif and chutzar, same thing. So if Kohen Yud aleph. But if he mentioned Shabbos and Shmoneh Esrei, even without some brachas yaitza. And by Musaf, all he has to say is, V'nasa v'nechas chavaseinu. Rak v'nasa v'chul, it's something to say, Sh'omer ba'achas m'ne brachas, he says in one of the brachas, Yoratzen sh'nasa v'necha v'chulu, that we should be able to do our obligations of Tamidim and Sofrim, that's good enough. Like in Shema Kolein, he throws it in. V'kosh k'en imam ha'nusach shal ha'musach ha'loch, and certainly if he said the actual Musaf that we have in our Musaf, does he left out the psukim to say he davened the full musaf? He's davening regular musaf Shmoneh Esrei, mechata enu, the whole thing. Does he left out the psukim of the kabanos? The yotz, he's yotz, because the requirement of musaf is just to say we wish we could bring our kabanos musaf. We try to do everything, say the psukim too, but if he didn't say the psukim, he's yotz. Sifhei ta'ovi hispal shalchol b'shabbos for hiskas shalshabbos. He made a mistake. He davened the week to Shmoneh Esrei and Shabbos. Did not measure Shabbos at all. Im Akar Raglov, once he steps back, Chayzal Rosh, he has to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. Vim Lo Akar Raglov, if he did not step back, Afal Pisha Siyam Tfilah, even though he was done his Tfilah, Eino Chayzal Ela L'Shal Shabbos, he goes back to the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. U'Shiach Sibi Sheshoch L'Shal Shachs Ayin Le'el Simen Kuf Chavav. As far as Shiach Sibi forgets, take a look back in Simen Kuf Chavav. Based on Shaila is, in his Chazor Shatz, can it be Yotza? With his personal chiv. Mr. Brewer Sivkan Yubez, Lo Oka Raglov, if he didn't step out of his Shmoneh Esrei yet, so he goes back to Shabbos. Ayin le'el b'simen kuf yud zayin, Sif hey, Mr. Brewer Sham, look back at simen kuf yud zayin, Sif hey, in the Mr. Brewer there, where we talk about Yilei Ratzon. There's Yilei Ratzon after L'Kayin Atzur. Once you've said Yilei Ratzon at the end of L'Kayin Atzur, that's Ke'ilu Akar Aglav. Even if you didn't Akar Aglav, that is Akar Aglav. The Yilei Ratzon before L'Kayin Atzur is still in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. So if you give L'Shal Shabbos, so if he didn't step back or didn't say the second Yilei Ratzon after L'Kayin Atzur, he goes back to the Shabbos davening. V'afilu Nizka Koydim Modim, even if you remember before Modim, Lo yichlal osab avoda. Don't add it into avoda. Lomer to say, Ritzeinabim nuchasein of Yom Shabbos. That Hashem should accept our resting on Shabbos. Tchadchil etzorach lomer bracha l'kedushas hayom. Tchadchil should be a separate bracha for Shabbos. Ubediyevet yatsa. But if all he said was Ritzeinabim nuchasein of Yom Shabbos, he would be yatsa. Bediyevet he would be yatsa like that. Sif of hato'eh b'tfilas Shabbos v'hichlev shalzo b'zo. He made a mistake in Shabbos when Esrei and switched out Shachris for Marav or for Mincha, Enochos, and then he doesn't go back. He's Yotze. V'yesh arim some say, Shem hichlev shal musaf ba'acheres, or acheres v'shal musaf choser. Some say that if he switched out musaf for a different tefillah or a different tefillah for musaf, he does have to go back. Meaning to say, by davening musaf, not Yotze Shachris, and by davening Shachris, not Yotze musaf. Mr. Bursaf Kohen Yodalt, Enochos, if he davened the wrong Shemoneh Esrei, so he's not going to go back. She'ikah bracha revius, he would say menuchasenu, because the main part of the fourth bracha, the middle bracha, is would say menuchasenu. V'zeh ne'emar b'chol ha'bracha shal shas. That's the same in each Shemoneh Esrei. So yes, ata kidashta, yismach moisha, ata echad, these are different. But the main part at the end of the bracha is identical. So that's all that counts. V'davka kishasim ha'bracha. Now this is only if you finish the bracha and you send the kash shabbos that we say it's good enough. Al nizka be'emtsa bracha, if you realize in the middle that you're davening the wrong Shemoneh Esrei for Shabbos, of course, post you should stop and go say what you're supposed to say. Sefkante says, yesh amvachon, some say when it comes to Musaf, if you switch it out for a different tefillah, it doesn't work. Hachronim tamhu amasha kaseh b'loshon v'yesh oimim. The Hachronim can't understand why the Shulchan Aruch writes this as yesh oimim. The kuli alma moedim, there's no machlekes. Everyone agrees to this halacha. Everyone agrees that musaf cannot be exchanged for something else and vice versa. So if God says musaf ba'acheres, va'afilu im ha'acheres gam came in Shabbos, even though the other tefillah was Shabbostic, could go and yisach moish, he said yisach moish, okay, gam, or anything like that. There's no mention of the carbon musaf of Shabbos in tefillah shachar Shemoneh Esrei, or marv, or mincha for that matter. The kolshkein in the tefillah acheres gam, certainly if it's a whole different Shemoneh Esrei in Gansin. The dino kiddle el, so it's like we said before. Demarker raglov, if he stepped back, chosel the rosh, daven again. If you have no arker raglov, if he didn't step back, chosel the tikanta Shabbos, go to start tikanta Shabbos right there. The cause of chay odom chay odom writes, the nisker acher shasim ha brocha emsa is, kosh hisker would say, if he realizes after the middle brocha, he said mekadosh Shabbos, and he didn't start with say, yoimer, he should say right there, v'nasa v'necha kabin musif. Now he should do before the Korban Musaf, v'yotzeh b'zeh nizyotzeh. V'ayim b'erlocha, mashu k'sav na'ub b'zeh l'ukim b'erlocha, we write more about this. So go on yitzayin. Acheres b'shol Musaf. Hayinu sh'omer ha'nusaf tikanta Shabbos, let's say he said tikanta Shabbos, v'kavanasu hoist v'shem Shachris, and he thought that he'll be yotzeh Shachris. V'af she'hiskrim b'ha'brocha me'in in Shabbos. He mentioned Shabbos in the brocha. Af al-pikin choyz, the din is he goes back and dav Shachris, when esrei. Kimen sh'omer Musaf, t'ok t'vila so, since he said Musaf in the t'vila, v'shiker lifnei hamakom. So that's a sheker before Hashem. I mean to say, you can't make it a non-musaf tefillah. You can't turn your musaf into a non-musaf when you're saying the musafim. V'dinu gamkin k'le'er, so same halach as before. Demarker ragav chos v'rosh mespal tefillah cheres. K'hoigin l'shem shachs. If he stepped out, he goes back and davens again. Proper tefillah, so shachas. Avos shal musaf lo yispal oid. But he's not going to daven musaf again. He's already Yotze Musaf with the first tefillah. Even though in his mind he thought that's my Shachar Shemoneh Esrei. And if he realizes it before he steps out, so maybe he should say, so finish it. Finish your Musaf, and then daven Shachris afterwards. Wherever he is, even if he's in the middle of the last few brachas, posek be'emtsa, stop where you are. Go back to Yisach Moshe. We don't say to finish Musaf in place of Shacharis. Shacharis comes before Musaf. Shacharis is Damos Shachar. Musaf is Damos second. If you daven Musaf before Shacharis, you have to daven Shacharis again, the Shmona Esrei Shacharis, and you're not going to daven Musaf again. But if you realize in the middle, stop. Just stop in the middle, go back and make it the Shacharis Shmona Esrei, and then you'll daven Musaf again after it's for the Musaf Shmona Esrei.